Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 24:50-53, the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 24, the verses 50-53. When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. My theme for reflection is living in the joy of the ascended Christ. Living in the joy of the ascended Christ. There is something strangely beautiful about the last moments people leave behind. Sometimes it is not the grand speeches we remember, but the final gesture, a wave from a train window, a warm embrace at the door, a hand raised in blessing. Last impressions often linger longest in the human heart. That is what makes Luke 24:50-53 so moving. On Ascension Day, the risen Jesus leads his disciples out toward Bethany, lifts his hands and blesses them. And while he is blessing them, he is taken from their sight. Remarkably, the disciples do not leave in despair. They return to Jerusalem with great joy, continually worshipping and praising God. For many years, Christians have wrestled with the mystery of the Ascension. Modern minds sometimes stumble over the image of Jesus being carried up into heaven, as though Christianity depends upon imagining heaven as a physical location above the clouds. Yet the deeper meaning of the Ascension is not about geography, but relationship and authority. Heaven, in biblical language, is not merely a distant place. It is the sphere of God's reign and presence. To say Christ ascended is to confess that the crucified and risen Jesus now shares fully in the glory, authority, and life of God. This changes everything about how Christians understand God. The disciples worship Jesus because they now realize that the God they seek cannot be understood apart from Christ himself. The ascended Lord is not detached from human suffering. The hands raised in blessing still carry the wounds of the cross. The one reigning in glory is the same one who knew rejection, betrayal, loneliness, and pain. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, only the suffering God can help. The Ascension does not erase Christ's humanity, it exalts it. The one seated at the right hand of God understands human weakness from the inside. This is beautifully echoed in Hebrews 4:15-16. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. The ascended Christ is also the interceding Christ. The one who continues to draw near to his people with mercy and grace. Luke writes to a Christian community learning how to live after Jesus' visible departure. The disciples are transitioning from dependence on Christ's physical presence to trust in his spiritual presence through the Holy Spirit. And perhaps that is deeply relevant for Christians today. We too live between presence and absence, promise and fulfillment, joy and uncertainty. We long for visible reassurance in a world filled with anxiety, conflict, illness, and disappointment. Yet Luke's gospel offers an astonishing insight. The disciples respond to Christ's departure not with fear, but with worship and joy. Why? because they understand that ascension is not abandonment. Christ leaves behind, leaves blessing them. His final act is not condemnation, but mercy. For Christian people today, this matters profoundly, because many people secretly imagine God as perpetually disappointed in them, as though heaven's posture is one of frustration rather than grace. But the ascension reminds us that Christ's reign is marked by blessing. The church lives not under divine hostility, but under uplifted, wounded hands that still speak peace. Ascension Day, therefore, calls Christians into what might be called joyful waiting. We continue living ordinary lives, working, praying, serving, grieving, hoping, while trusting that the ascended Christ reigns over history and remains present with his people. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, do I truly believe that Christ's posture toward me is one of blessing and grace? Number two, how might my daily life change if I lived with greater awareness that the ascended Christ still intercedes for me? And now our practical exercise for the day. Intentionally bless someone with your words, a family member, colleague, friend, or stranger. Offer encouragement, forgiveness, or prayer, reflecting the blessing Christ gives his people. Ascended Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that your final gesture toward your disciples was one of blessing. Teach us to live not in fear, but in the joy of your abiding presence. When we feel abandoned, remind us that you reign with mercy and intercede for us with love. Help us to worship faithfully, wait patiently, and serve courageously until the day heaven and earth are fully renewed in your kingdom. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.